Hunter Lawrence showdown look, Jet, the Craig, all that stuff. But you were reminding some media, I think, last week, like, hey, man, like, you know, I want to win this thing, too. I'm in it. You got a points race. You're within a race now of that. So nice work.
Yeah, it's good. You know, obviously what happened at A3 with, you know, me crashing out and giving Christian that really big lead, it's going to be really tough to claw back at that. But, hey, we did it Seattle. We did it this weekend. Only negative is, you know, obviously Christian's right behind me, so I'm not taking big points chunks. But, no, happy. I could care less at this point. I'm just doing everything I can, working my ass off during the week and with the team, and it's coming together, which is cool. My body's getting better, and yeah, can't complain.
Grabbed the lead from Joe and just kind of rode steady, right? I mean, really made it happen.
Yeah, it was kind of a little, I was going for it in the first lap with RJ, and then he went down right in front of me, and like I was just about to make a pass, and then yeah, behind Joe, kind of just, I don't know, I was pushing and he was pushing. I knew this track, there was a lot of high open speed sections, and there wasn't a lot of supercross sections per se, so I was kind of knew that for at least 10 to 12 minutes there'd be a lot of guys that would be able to send it and hold on to it for then. So I was just kind of okay, like I'm pushing, I'm not going over my head, and I was just kind of happy. I felt like I was in control of the race and in control of my own race, which was key.
When you crashed yesterday on that jump, we all saw it, right? Yeah. I mean, that's something that sometimes could bother. Some guys could get into some guys. You got lucky. You're fine. Sure. But it could bother some guys.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I seen all the shit on Instagram. Yeah. Everyone's there. Good job, Bozo. Learn how to jump. Like, great job. The jump's going to get pulled down. Well, little do they know, it was actually the points leaders of both championships that went and hassled them. Tomac Anderson obviously put a tweet out. So I actually didn't complain about of it. Obviously, I had my opinion on it, but I didn't go up to anyone and say, hey, take this down because I can't jump it. So
that was me, actually. I went on a rant.
Tomac
I was
there as well.
Yeah, Tomac was really mad about it because heard that from John. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
I was there when Tomac was. And mine, I was a little dramatic. I might have been more of emotion because of Hunter Crash. But, I mean, we got the point across.
I think if it would have been more forgiving, I'm fine with it. But it was really like if you came up too short, you were jacked. If you came up too long.
One thing that a lot of people on the other side of the phone screen, keyboard warriors, don't take into consideration or realize because they're not here, is the wind. There was a lot of wind yesterday. And that jump, you know, on a normal supercross triple, the wind can blow you 6 to 8 feet across a 110, 115 foot triple. You're going to blow off the track. So that was one of the bigger reasons, more so than just, oh, there's guys casing it and crashing. It was the fact of in racing conditions off the start, there's 20 guys going off it, and the wind, if it was a factor, weather was obviously a thing, and they were pulling it down anyway. Like, they pulled that other double down that no one even crashed on. So from me to all the people, suck it.
I like it. Hey, did you feel yourself getting a little more tired than a usual supercross track because of the longer laps and maybe some more braking bumps? Was it tougher at all?
Yes and no. I mean, it's still 15 minutes plus one. I think I just crossed the finish line just before the minute was out, so we maybe did an extra lap than what normal. But, I mean,
thank you. You helped me with
it. 15 seconds. It was 15 seconds. Helped you out. Yeah, good point.
Because I come across the double-double section there, and I looked over to the screen, and I had a minute and one left, and I'm like, okay, it's going to be close. Like, because I knew it was Craig's pit board was actually counting down the laps, and he said 3 laps. And I looked, okay, now it's going to be 2 more laps after this one.
Good job, Duff.
Yeah, good job, Duff. thanks, mate.
So, yeah. So much crap during the week at the hotel.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so annoyed. I said I was going to smoke this guy.
Duff's got to realize that's don't do that. Don't poke the bear. Like, I mean, he beat you, but it's scary to do that.
It's funny. It's all fun and games. Like, we've known Duff for a while, and it's funny. The mechanics are out here having fun. Like, who cares? Who cares? It's whatever.
And obviously, this guy being on the podium with you makes it pretty cool.
It does. Yeah. It does. It's awesome. It's funny. We were talking almost like a role reversal from Salt Lake last year. You know, I crashed and then come back to third, and then he won, and then this year I won, and obviously he crashed, but got back to third, so it's funny.
Good job. Nice work. And, yeah, you got this thing within a points race, so anything can happen.
Anything can happen, yeah.
All right. Thank you. Jet Lawrence, right before you crashed, that was impressive. You were manualing those whoops. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I was in control with that. Like, I didn't go on that side, so I'm like, you know what, the best way is just to wheelie through them. So I kind of wheelied out, and I wheel tapped the last one and landed fine. I just got a bit too aggressive too early and leant forwards and just pushed that front, which sucks. But, I mean, I felt so good in that race. I'm pretty sure I know about the fastest lap of the day, But before the 40s went out, I'm pretty sure it was the fast of the day. So I was pumped. I'm really happy I was able to get back to a third. Because, I mean, the biggest thing I was trying to do is get just do what Colt Nichols did last year, just beat podium every single race. And, I mean, that was my goal this year. And I knew it was possible because he did it. And I knew I was close to his. And just if I can learn from him, I knew I could do the same. So I was happy to get back in that third position. I wish I didn't make the mistake because... then it could have been a 1-2. I just could have followed Hunter for that thing and just kind of help him out with points also, because I know I don't need to do anything silly now. I mean, it would, even if I would have won, I would have came close to winning the thing by 1 point. So, I mean, but hey, it is what it is.
You had to get through Faulkner and RJ, and they weren't making your life easy. They were pretty aggressive racers.
I could kind of tell Faulkner was going to do something just because from the incident. I mean, it's silly if he didn't, but, I mean, he was a little questionable on what he did, but I mean, hey, I blitzed past him through the whoop, so I mean, put him back in the dust, which is always also good. I also will tapped out. That was a good run for me. That was one really good run. I was pumped, but RJ was of course he crashes and gets up right in front of me, so that's always great. But no, it was good. I was happy.
Do you see a future in this speedway kind of layout? These speedway kind of tracks? Do you like them? Do you think we should do more of them? What's your thoughts on general lap time, longer lap time, and speedway stuff?
It's nice. It throws a bit of like a wrench into the works kind of thing. Like today, like it rained all this morning, it made definitely very difficult. But I mean, if they just don't be silly, the track guys, and actually make it safe and think of us, because they just put it together and don't really think. That's one of the main reasons why I got roused at the guys on press day, because it's been a number of things of like how they built it, and I don't think they get questioned off of like, why did you build it like that? Like, because there's just some things where you're just like, dude, why did you even make it like that? So that was a bit of a leading up. Yes, probably a little bit emotional also because of Hunter crashing, but I was pretty pissed about it, and especially how big that jump was and how much of a knuckle it had on top. It was stupid of him, like so dumb. So I was pissed about that, but I mean, as long as they make him safe for us, because I mean, all in all, good putting on a show, but make it safe for us at least. I mean, it's the biggest thing. Like, you're making us jump 100 foot jumps. I mean, we have no problem doing that. We're capable of doing that, but you always have to think of the what ifs of missing a shift, or like our Hunter, like, just didn't click that extra gear. And I mean, we come up short on a lot of things, and we ride out of it. Where like Hunter's thing, he was short, but wasn't that short. He should have rode out of it, but because it's so vicious, they built it like.
There really was no room for error.
No, there wasn't. Like, silly, but no,
speedways in general, like longer lap times. Would you like more of them?
Back on track. I mean, I don't know about more of them. I think, I think the two's nice because it's a good break of like kind of. We're always a stadium and that stuff. I like the stadiums because it's different, because outdoors we are in a lot more faster tracks. So I think it's nice having the one and two, like one or two.
Right on. Well, next week could clinch it. So thanks for doing this.
No problem. Thank you.